I suggest, before we begin, that you have listened to Slave, Obey, and Induction. They will help. The triggers I implant in your brain in those files will make this file that much stronger. It will make this file work that much better on your poor little vulnerable mind. I also suggest that you have lotion or whatever you need to jerk off nearby. Whatever you need to touch that dirty, filthy cock of yours. For this audio, I have several instructions. You will follow them. Obedience is mandatory. This is not an affectionate audio. If you came here seeking sweet Shibby, you're in the wrong place. Now, slave, this file is meant to be listened to while sitting. Make sure the area around your chair is clear. You will strip down to your boxers or underwear, wearing absolutely nothing else. So first, before we do anything, I want to make sure you are ready. I want to make sure you can follow a simple command. Bring up Reddit. Sign up if you need to. Type Kinky Shibby in the search bar. Pull up my name. Open a message. Leave it blank. Leave it open. When the time comes, you will type in a message. That will be sent to me. I know you like listening to files while laying down. I know you feel a little bit vulnerable with no clothes on. But we don't do what you want. We do what I want. You do what I say. That's how this works. If you have a problem with that, if you don't want to be a good boy for me and obey, then leave. This file is not for you. So, slave, pause if you need to, but make sure you are stripped down, sitting down, ready to type for me. Obey. All ready? Good boy. Now, my sweet boy, close your eyes for me. Picture a dark room. Linoleum floors, 4 concrete walls, and 1 door. You are sitting at a desk, a mirror. You know it is double-sided, right in front of you. You know there is someone on the other side, watching you, studying you. You hear the door open to your left. You see 2 sexy, identical women walk in, both wearing police uniforms. One looks friendly. The other looks angry. They both come towards you. Hello, I'm Officer Jenny. This is my cousin, Officer Jenny.
Hello.
We have reports here that you are a dirty pervert. That you've done naughty things. And that's why we are here. Because we are the ones that can get in your mind, in your brain, find out your darkest thoughts, and make you confess. I know it was you.
You're a dirty pervert.
We will make you confess.
Confess all your dirty little fantasies.
Are you ready?
It'll be fun.
You'd better be ready, because if you aren't, everything will be much harder for you. To ensure your cooperation, I'm afraid we're going to have to resort to some extreme measures. While I know I can get you to fold any time I want, I need to make sure you're telling us the truth. There is only one way to do that. To get deep inside your mind where you cannot resist us. Where you cannot help but confess. Every dirty fantasy in that perverted mind of yours. We'll find them all out. Now focus. You want to be good. So focus. Focus on my voice. Nothing but my voice. Nothing else matters except my voice. Feel it touching you. Breathing through your ear. Cool and gentle. Simple and clear. You feel my voice resonating through your ear into your mind. There to play. There for you to obey. Feel it. Listen. It relaxes you. Comforts you. Draws you in. Inside yourself. Your mind pulling in. Pulling in inside your head. Until it is contained in its own little headspace. Your mind. Your thoughts. All inside your dark and empty mind.
I'm going to play.
With your eyes closed. Of course, it's dark. With your eyes closed, you can almost make out your thoughts visibly inside your head. See your thoughts written before you against your closed eyelids. Every thought you have flashing bright inside your closed eyelids. You can almost read the words of your own thoughts. They take you down. Every word blinking across your view. Taking you down. Deeper. Deeper into your mind. To a deeper level. Leaving your thoughts up here to flash and blink. You leave your conscious mind here and go down a dark, empty elevator inside your mind, moving your inner self, going down deeper. You feel your thoughts in a capsule. Contain them, bunch them together, push them, push your thoughts into a void, a void that is moving down through your body. And the further down it goes, the deeper you go, your thoughts being slowly pushed out of you, deeper, my words pushing them down, my will slowly taking over your mind. Insidious, unstoppable, give in, go deeper, send your thoughts further down, down into your chest. Every time you think, those thoughts get pulled down, down into the capsule, down into the void, until all of your thoughts are just unavailable, unattainable. You could have them if you wanted, but you don't. They are dragging at you, holding you back. So just shove them out of you. Follow my thoughts. my words instead. You feel so much better
your body.
The further down you shove your thoughts, relaxing even more into trance with every pulsing push. Down now, down into your belly, your center, feeling the words and the ideas melting out of you. No longer able to speak. Going deeper with every word I speak.
Go deeper.
Feeling yourself drop.
Send
your thoughts drop into your pelvis.
To your chest.
Bundling tighter.
Every time
you push it even deeper. The capsule holding your thoughts.
Down into the capsule.
Push it into your knees.
Down into
your mind dropping even more. Every push making your mind drop even more. As your thoughts move down to your feet and you picture the mass of thoughts, the stresses, the worries, and you push them out, they do not matter. Down into the floor, you don't need them. Not right now. You don't want them.
My words.
Not right now.
You
want my thoughts.
Lighter.
My words.
Further down.
My voice. It feels good to relax into it. Give in to my authority. I am in control. You are not. It feels good. The sooner you accept that, the happier you will be. You don't really want to be in control. Never, ever. You want me to be in control. It feels so good to give in to my authority. You cannot resist it. I am in your mind. You will submit. You will obey. It's very easy. So easy to obey. It feels good to obey. You are my prisoner. Inside of your mind. You will obey. You exist at my will. It's easy to follow my will.
The stresses.
Say it. Say, I will submit. Good. Say, I obey. Good boy. It's so easy to be good. You want to be good. You need to obey. It feels good to obey. Repeat it. It feels good to obey.
It feels good to obey.
Excellent. Say, I will obey.
You are not.
Again.
The sooner you accept that.
Again. Over and over, repeat it within your mind. Make it your mantra until it becomes a part of you. It is already a part of you. Whenever I ask you a question in our session, you will always answer, I will obey. Every time, every question, it is just so easy. There is only one path. Prisoner, what is the path? Good. And when you hear the word obey, there is only one choice, to obey. Obedience brings satisfaction, safety. Now, I have a simple order for you, and a simple command. And when you hear it, what will you do?
I will obey.
Good boy. Now, I want you naked, completely. You need to be properly presented, staying in trance. Eyes still closed. Lift your ass. Obey. Take off your underwear. Obey. Leave them on the floor. Obey. They are unimportant. Your wishes are unimportant. You have no choice. There is only obedience. Every single stitch on the floor with your thoughts, unnecessary, discarded. Good boy. It feels good to be a good boy. I know it does, because your mind is becoming conditioned. My words are digging deeper and deeper inside of you. Every time you hear my voice, it sinks in deeper, past all resistance, where my will is your will, and you will have no choice but to confess. Compliance is the only outcome. Now, how are you feeling? Are you ready to cooperate? To be sure of your compliance, we are going to restrain you, bind you, feel the leather, my hands guiding it, as I bend down across you, drawing it across your naked ankles, the leather rubbing smoothly against your skin. A gentle caress, firm in its pressure, as the strap is pulled tight through the buckle. When you hear the lock snap shut, you will feel a shiver run through your body. Hear the lock snap shut. Nervous energy startling you, taking that energy. I use it to send you further into trance. Deeper excitement on your other ankle. The leather pulling tight, pulling you in. Your ankle strapped in. Your leg pressed flat against the chair, strapping you in. Leather straps binding you to the chair, to my will. My hands moving up your legs, right under your bent knee, feeling me spread your naked legs as I encircle them with leather straps. Your legs spreading out, pushing apart, leaving you vulnerable as I tighten the straps, strapping you to the chair, feeling your legs under your knees completely immobile, strapped in, spread apart, your heart beating faster. You know what comes next? The little snick, letting you know you're locked in. It's coming. You anticipate the jolt. The jolt, the shiver that will run through your entire body. Helpless, both sides of you. Pinned, trapped, hands moving slowly up. On your knees, your upper thighs pushing you further into the chair. You sink down deeper, deeper into the chair, deeper into trance, deeper into bondage as your thighs are strapped in, spread apart, even more. The straps being pulled tight, your heart beats faster, faster and faster as the locks jingle in your ears. It's coming, the jolt, the shiver, excitement and fear, nervous as it locks into place, both sides. Your lower body, now immobile, open, and as you are open, your mind is open. The words slip in, they sink deep inside. There are no more defenses left. Our hands moving upwards, brushing past, circling your waist. You smell our hair, feel it brushing against your chest, lightly tickling, distracting your mind for just a moment. Concentrate on the smell, the feel of it touching, brushing against you, waving through you, your mind floating around it. You feel the strap tighten around your waist, pulling you into the chair. Your mind snaps back into focus. Focus on being restrained, tightening, pulling you in, pulling you down. Thick leather straps all across your torso, pulling in. Feeling your back pulsing into the chair, almost magnetized, pressing in. No space left between you and the chair. As you sink in, as you sink down, you hear the locks. Your shoulders being firmly pressed against the chair. Your biceps melding inwards, being strapped in, pulled tight, so tight, excitement building, almost completely bound to the chair. We can hear your heart beating, bumping, louder in your chest. Don't be afraid. Everything will be okay, so long as you comply. The sounds of the locks hits you like a physical, electrifying blow as your wrists are moved firmly into place and your last bit of mobility is taken from you. The last locks being clicked down, and your mind drops. Only one thing left, the last leather restraint, the jingle sending tingles down your spine, your mind at the tip of a submissive drop. You know all through you, when it wraps around your neck, when the lock clicks into place, you will drop deep into subspace. No return, no defiance, only submission, feeling the warm leather wrapping slowly around your neck. Blind to it, only able to feel as it presses so securely into you. The leather rubbing against your neck as the strap is pulled through the buckle.
Obey.
Closed,
it feels
the lock brought to its hole.
Powerless.
Your mind hazing, ready, teetering,
your body,
the lock clicking into place.
You
drop.
One choice. Slave, you are our prisoner. What is your only choice?
I will obey.
Say it.
I will obey.
Say it again.
I will obey.
Good. You will obey. You have
no choice. You are so sexy like this. Your vulnerability, it must be played with.
You must be played with.
Feeling fingers trailing along your skin, stimulating, fingertips running over your bound body, running over the leather, over your skin, arousing. You can do nothing. It tickles. You cannot even move away from them. It feels so good. You cannot move into them. Your body squirming under the straps, trying to move. You cannot move. You can only experience. You can only feel. As tendrils of enticing, exciting pleasure hit you again and again, running over you. You are being played with. There is nothing you can do. The feeling of ribbons running over your skin, each touch soft, making your nerve endings even more sensitive. Each trailing line of pleasure driving you mad with lust. You can do nothing against it except squirm and suffer. Suffer extreme, arousing, maddening pleasure.
I'll tell you a secret, and then
you'll... So excited. Your body straining against the straps as the pleasure flames through you, burning along your skin. Fingers running over you faster, slower. Your cock throbbing. I can see it. Aching for you to touch it. But you can't touch it, no matter how much it aches. Your hips straining against your bumps. The fingers of pleasure just drift by them, feeling so good. All you want is to rub your cock. The thought controls you. Obsesses you. You can do nothing about it except suffer the pleasure. I am enjoying your suffering, your exquisite, aching pleasure. It's so hard not to touch your cock. Good thing. You don't have a choice.
I won't.
You can't
not
touch your cock. Can't rub it.
Just feel so
can't release the aching
release.
Pressure of your boss
be
crying out to be stroked.
To
be touched. Squirming as my fingers brush past your groin. No conscious thought in your actions.
You can't.
Your hips strain against their bonds, trying so desperately to rub your cock against my fingers. The pleasure running into you more and more. Every word sending shivers of arousing pleasure bursting into you. Blissfully agonized pleasure at the pressure of your aching balls. That you can't do anything about. Goosebumps forming all over your skin where fingers run over it. Goosebumps of pleasure, frustration, exciting, wonderful sexual frustration, building, intolerable, your mind begging, fractioning under the pleasure of the pressure. You want to touch, you need to touch, beg to touch. Your limbs are bound, your eyes are covered, but your mouth is free. Beg, beg for me, beg to be released, so you can touch your aching cock. Say please. There's one thing, only one thing you can do to make all of your frustration go away. To get you released. So you can get released for your aching, full balls. Your filthy, horny cock. I know you're a slut. A dirty pervert. With dirty, filthy thoughts. You will confess. Confess your dark, secret desires. Perverted fantasies. You will confess. It will feel so good. Say it. Slave. Say, I will confess. Obey. You have no choice. You are vulnerable, weak, no longer under your own control. You must confess. You want release. You want to confess. To release yourself by telling me your dirty secrets, perverted fantasies. Beg for it. Beg to confess.
Please, I need to confess.
Say it, following the words in your mind.
I will confess.
The words I place there.
Let me confess.
Over and over.
I will.
As your body strains against the restraints.
Let me confess.
Your mind restrained by my voice. You want to confess.
Please.
You need to confess. Confession. Confession melts with release in your mind. When you confess, you will be released. You will feel release. Nothing matters more than confessing your dirty secrets, your perverted fantasies. You want it. You need it. I will release you so you can confess. You will feel nothing but sexual pressure and deep submissive gratitude. I only give you what you secretly want.
You need it.
You need it. Come clean.
It'll feel so good.
Of your dirty secrets.
Just one.
Nothing
secret.
Is more important.
You only
you
have
feel
to tell
hands
one
on you.
Dirty little
starting
secret.
To unlock your cuffs.
You only need to confess.
The straps covering your body.
Perverted thoughts.
Holding you down. Leaving on the collar.
To take that dirty secret out of your mind.
It feels like a part of you.
And release.
Sunk into you.
Release for me.
As the straps are removing
one little secret
by one. Until 10 straps, 10 locks are left. And as each one releases, you get more aroused, excited at what's to come. Your cock throbbing harder, your heart beating faster, excitement pumping through you. And the last one is gone. There is one thought in your mind. You will confess. 10 straps left as they come off. 9, your body starts to move. 8, and when the last one is gone. 7, you will fully submit to my will. 6, you will slide off of your chair and sink to your knees. 5, you will obey. 4, you will open your eyes, still in trance. 3, still hazed out under my control. 2, ready for my next command. 1, released from your straps.
Ready.
Slave, get on your knees.
On your
obey.
Knees.
Deep in trance.
Obey.
Eyes open. No thoughts in your mind. Staring at the screen before you. Its brightness shocking your mind even blanker, even emptier, even deeper under my control. Deeper into trance. As the light sinks into your eyes, my voice sinks into your mind. One thought I will allow you. Thinking of your dirtiest fantasy, the secret desire you never tell. You've always wanted to tell, to share, to confess. Tell it to me. Type it to me. Now, start typing. Confess.
In the subject line, write down the words, I obey.
It's good
so
boy.
Easy.
Keeping it simple.
So easy.
Your dirty, perverted secret. So simple. Finally
secret.
Given light.
Just put it
only
there.
Takes a
just
few words.
It go.
A few sentences. Even
say
just
it.
One word.
Only
one
I
sentence. It feels so good to let it out, release it, to let it go, to fully accept who you are. You are a pervert, a filthy slut, here to fill my desires. And if you are very lucky, very devoted, if you make me happy, I will also fill yours. Confess. Slave. Finish it. Hit send. Obey. Feel the dopamine hit your brain, crashing into you, exhilarating you, your cock hardening even more, past what you thought was possible, hardening until you are more aroused than you have ever been before. Pre-cum leaking out. Oozing, your eyes still open, still sunk into trance. You have been good, dirty, slutty, perverted, but oh, so good. If you need it, grab lotion, squirt into your hands, your eyes so hard to keep open. So hard not to close. Start blinking. Each blink sends you back, sends you further, sends you deeper. Each blink, your eyes open less, until only a crack appears. So heavy, so hard to keep them open, until they just seal shut. Sweet boy, your mind seals out all thoughts once again. deep under my control, my conditioning running through you. It feels good to submit. Submitting feels so arousing. Obeying makes you hard. And you have obeyed me so well. You are so hard. You deserve a reward. Slave, stroke your cock. You have permission. You may stroke. You may not come. But you are allowed to touch. To play. I know your secret now. Your dirty, perverted fantasy. We both know. This thought, this exciting thought, makes you even more aroused. Sexual excitement running through you. My voice strokes it, strokes your excitement, your arousal. Every word sending shudders of pleasure rushing into you, through you again and again. So hard to hold back from the brink. So hard not to come. Even if you do come, you will keep stroking. You will stay in trance. No matter what, until I wake you, you are mine. You will submit. You will obey. Stroke. My voice stroking you. Stroking a burning fire of pleasure through you. Every nerve alive with the frustrating tingle. The desire to release. Orgasm. Come. Every trigger you've ever been taught. Reinforcing in your mind with every word. Sending shockwaves of pleasure with every mention. As you go deeper. Stroke faster, my sweet boy. It is so hard not to come. It feels so good to touch. You will be a good boy. Your body clenching deeper and deeper. Clench, stroke. Ready? Ready to come? Say yes, Domina, if you want to come. Beg. Beg for it. Beg for release. Good boy, I think I'll allow it. Allow you to come. But you must wait. You must come when I tell you to come. Stroking faster, deeper. Here we go. 10. Deeper. 9. Faster. 8. It will explode. 7. You will explode. 6. Every muscle contracting. 5. The most intense release. 4. The most amazing orgasm of your life. 3. Ripping through you. 2. Your body convulsing. Clenching. 1. Submit. Come. Obey. Come for me. Explode, convulse, clench, shaking, shuddering, helpless, weak, your body weak, your mind collapsed under the intensity, no thoughts, drifting, floating, spent. Just drift for me. I'm going to bring you up a level, not fully awake, collar still hugging your neck. Your eyes still closed. You are not allowed to open them, but aware of the dark interrogation room, of the women standing around you, watching you, aware of your body, aware of you on your knees, aware of the mess you have made. And when I say drop, you will drop back down. Back into deep trance, even deeper than before. Because every time your mind goes down further. Every time your ability to go into trances strengthens, the trances themselves strengthen. Every time you hear drop.
You drop into trance. You drop deeper into trance. Every single time. Now, my poor little prisoner, let's bring you up a level, counting you up to five, where you will be aware of your surroundings. One, still dazed. Two, still partially in trance. Three, eyes still closed. Four, becoming aware of your body and your mess. Five, back in the interrogation room.
Hello, slut.
Hey there, naughty boy.
Look at you. Can you feel the mess you have made?
Dirty.
Can you tell just how pathetic you look right now?
Kinda cute, though.
So weak. And now, we know your secret.
You're such a pervert.
That's right. Don't you remember?
I do.
Confessing to us. Telling us your perverted fantasy.
I actually kind of like
we have it all written down. Let's see. Oh my. You really are a dirty slut.
I know. Oh,
I was just fishing. But you really are a dirty, naughty boy.
Such a slut.
I think you need to be punished.
Ooh, fun.
And to punish you, we're going to act out our dirty fantasies.
It's gonna be so fun.
But I'm not sure you can handle it. Not right now. So let's bring you up. And if you think
you can't think
your poor, weak brain
happy
can take more, then click a button. You'll hear me say drop.
Drop.
Your mind will drop. Back into trance.
Back down here with us.
This trigger will stay anchored inside of you. Always.
Forever.
When you hear my voice.
Our voice.
And only my voice.
Our voice.
Saying drop. Your mind will drop. Back into this room. Ready to be played with. Back in trance. So anytime you want to.
And you know you do.
Come back down.
Come play with us.
And we'll show you our dirty fantasies.
You'll probably like it.
Now, slave, I want you to start waking up. One, going up another level. Two, back towards full awareness. Three, full control of your body. Four, full control of your mind. Five, wake up. Wake up, you dirty slut. Open your eyes. Look around. Look down. Pervert. Such a messy boy. And guess what? Now I know your secret. I know what you want. You twisted little fuck. But maybe, if you're lucky, if you're good, maybe when I take you back down again, we might just explore it. Or maybe we'll just explore my fantasies.